Paul is.
Paul, what's the world record for Senate Revenue Committee? 10 minutes?
Yeah.
We'll try to.
When Tom Bryan, it was 10 minutes till 3 when the meeting started.
So the order today is Senator Carter's bill first, 2380.
We need a floor. What, we're not playing bridge. Get in here.
On your
okay.
Is this about
would you sit in with us?
God, I wanted to do my little bit.
You know, you're getting awful cranky at your age. Is this the time of day you usually take a nap? Are the microphones on?
Yes, they are. We are.
Tara, turn those microphones on. Just kidding.
We are.
Our committee's run last.
That's right. Good. That's an excellent point. Open a work session on House Bill 2380. Senator Carter.
I'm a no.
You haven't even heard it yet.
Well, you've been kind of...
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, good afternoon. I'm Margaret Carter. For the record, I'm in Senate District 22. I ask your consideration of House Bill 2380 as a needed mechanism to encourage affordable housing within the inner city core. One thing I can say to you, I was on a committee, Mr. Chairman and colleagues, that worked with the whole... TriMet system and looking at transportation corridor and looking at what was needed the most in terms of not only transportation but at the number one stance of it was affordable housing. And we have a deficiency of affordable housing in northeast. I am so sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Well,
you know, Tony, you're going to get it.
I'm not afraid of you.
Good
so serving on this advisory committee, we looked at housing and that it was at the top tier of needs. And so I encourage you to use every legitimate means, tax incentive or enhancement, to allow citizen counties to be active in this realm, to be engaged in meeting a need for low-income housing to be located, or for some of those housing that are already so located to have some tax incentives. And I think this would not only invigorate the economy, but it would be serving a great need. And I'd like for us to think more innovatively in this process for interconnecting housing to where transportation is, and so that we will be able to use less cars on the road and more opportunity for people to have public transportation. So we need affordable housing. We need to place housing in its various forms in strategic places. Are you familiar with this?
I live in a very small town.
I see. Okay.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
So
I'd like this bill to be given the
my horse is parked outside.
Chair. See, I couldn't even give my report. Couldn't even read it.
You did a heck of a good job.
Without interruption.
That was a great
and that isn't from, I mean, you should at least recognize that the fact that no one went through the chair to actually object and interrupt.
Okay,
and
do you want me to, Mr. Chair?
Oh my God, I just want to ever get through this committee. It must be hard for you to be here. So,
It's always a pleasure.
I know. I can assure you, you'd say the right thing.
Before the mics run, he's
another lying bureaucrat.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the committee's support.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
We are in work session, and
I think we need to hold this.
I think
we're lost.
We just need. So do we have a motion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Starr.
Move House Bill 2380 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Starr has moved House Bill 2380 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion?
I think she talked too long.
So noted. Maybe we should get that in the staff measure summary. Any objections to that motion? So ordered. Senator Carter, would you like to carry the bill? Senator Carter will carry the bill. Have a nice day up in Portland.
Can I write your speech for you?
Yes.
Open a work session on House Bill 2298. And Representative Greg Smith is supposed to... wants to come and testify on this before we pass it.
Oh. Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Ringo.
If we've decided to pass it, the only thing he could do is make us change our mind.
What's that?
We should always afford our colleagues in the House an opportunity to talk us out of supporting the bill.
What bill?
Good move. We're in work session, though.
Should we just move the bill?
I told us that we would.
We know where he is.
This is like when the judge says they rule in your favor, just shut up and say thank you.
A good lawyer speaks.
Okay. Oh, but Your Honor,
Senator Farrell, do you want to speak to Representative Smith? Who's going to address the committee on this bill? If you'd like to speak to it, if not, we're in work session and can move the bill.
Mr. Chairman, I'd rather see the bill moved than speak to it.
Great. We are in work session, and I would entertain a motion on House Bill 2298.
Move House Bill 2298 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Starr has moved House Bill 2298 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion?
If we delay long enough, maybe the
Bill we heard a couple times, I think Representative Butler presented to the committee. Seems to be a good extension of a program. Mazin, do you want to add anything? Or
when we just reheard the bill on May 6th discussed it.
I'm sure it went out.
How it expands this program from 13 to 35 cities, that you have the newest effect of the bill with the schedule here that is presented by our friends in the Economic Development Department, and that's the way it goes from 4 counties to 9 counties with all the different cities inside it.
So we're in work session on House Bill 2298. Does Representative Smith, and we have a motion. This perfect. any further discussion or comments on House Bill 2298?
Nice hat, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Not yours.
Tara, do you want to call the roll?
No.
Aye.
Aye. Farrelly? Aye. Is an aye. The passes. Senator Farrelly?
I would be happy
I'm
to
not
hear the bill.
Mr. For any more House bills.
Thank you very much.
I'm getting where Representative Ringo is.
Open a public hearing on House Bill 2999. Did I leave off the 9?
You just did 2.
Move that we suspend the rules to reconsider the vote by which 2998 passed out, Mr. Chair. Oh, I never mind, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, you mean 2380.
No.
We're on 2999. Dr. Yates.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Richard Yates with Legislative Revenue. Yeah. You better move aside a little. House Bill 2999 deals with the distribution of gasoline in the state of Oregon. Gasoline is imported, and then distributors essentially move the gasoline out either to wholesalers or retail outlets. At that time, they add the tax, the 24 cents per gallon that Oregon imposes, thereby collecting the tax for Oregon. So the tax is included in the price then as it goes down the chain to the ultimate retail outlet. In some cases, the distributors are selling on credit, sometimes for cash or electronic funds transfers. But when they sell on credit, they sometimes get burned, and they end up with what is a, for income tax purposes, a bad debt, which is write off. And if the debt meets that criteria, what this bill does is refund to the distributor the pro rata share of the tax. So if he collected nothing from that account, he would get a full 24 cents per gallon. If he collected half of the account, he'd get 12 cents per gallon. What it does is to refund those taxes when there was a bad sale, in a sense, by the distributor.
Thank you. Mr. Olson, Mr. Romaine, and
Deputy Director about that?
John Plank. She just needs to testify.
You don't need to testify. Okay.
That go for all the witnesses, Mr. Chairman?
Can we pick and choose who we get to?
Not from the sign-up sheet.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Paul Romain. With me is Cliff Olson from the Mark Nelson Oil Products. No, it's not the lobbyist. Here in Salem, and we're representing the Oregon Petroleum Marketers Association. And a little bit about House Bill 2999. It is, as the staff stated, we basically you set up a system where we, in effect, pay the tax to the state immediately upon taking the gas from the rack, and then we fan out and deliver it around the state. And sometimes, mainly in the rural areas, sometimes in urban areas, but it's mainly a rural situation where we will end up with having delivered a tank load to a rural gas station. We will then, in effect, give them a chance to sell through the tank load and then go back, and that's when we collect the tax or collect the payment for that tank load, which includes the tax. Sometimes they're out of business or they've skipped or whatever. We're out not only the gas we've sold, but also the tax which we've collected on your behalf. All we're asking for in this is if it does become a bad debt, that we be allowed to, in effect, get the tax back, which was really the amount of money that we collected for you, because we are your tax collectors. If we do go after the person, which we have every incentive to do because tax is a small proportion of the total price, we would, if we collect any money, we have to rebate to the state the portion that we collect in tax. So we think it's a good bill. Mr. Olson can answer any questions about it. It passed out of the two committees in the House, Transportation and the Revenue Committee. It had four and a half dissenting votes. One person pushed the wrong button and then had his key pulled out, so he couldn't change it. And it was a game being played. The House tends to be a little more juvenile than the Senate.
We don't have keys.
And you won't. So the bottom line is we would appreciate your support. I don't know, Cliff, if you had anything to add on that. We also worked with the Department of Transportation, and they're fine with the bill.
Yeah. You know, I will say we've had a couple of these in the Transportation Committee. It's really refreshing to see the partnership that y'all have engendered with ODOT during the interim to bring bills.
Mr. Chair, it's been an absolute pleasure to work with them. Instead of having a situation which we used to have, which is, you know, we're going to get you, we're going to hide things or whatever, we brought our problems to them, they brought their problems to us, and we actually worked on what a solution would be. And we took all their bills and gave them some practical business world suggestions. They took our stuff and gave us some, you know, bureaucratic suggestions.
And solutions.
So it's been actually a very good working relationship, and we do appreciate working with them. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Olson. Did you want to add anything for the record?
No, Senator, unless there's a question, I'll be glad to answer that.
Questions for the panel?
Are we in work session?
We're in a hearing.
That was my question,
Mr. Chairman. Close public hearing on House Bill 2999 and a work session.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move House Bill 2999A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Farrelly has moved House Bill 2999 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Senator Starr will carry. Thank you very much. We're done. We are adjourned until tomorrow.